writer who has an open mic that he runs not during the summer, but otherwise once a month at the Lincoln Library. And his name is Rich Eilbert. Please give him a big welcome. Richard Eilbert.
Check, check. Okay. I want to try out a new song on you kind folks here. I hope you'll bear with me. This was a song that was... a little background. It was given to me as a challenge a few weeks ago to write I guess the topic was Civil War. And of course, I could have written many, many different ways to go with that, but it occurred to me that the American Civil War was coming up to pretty close to 150 years ago. So I decided to write a song about the American Civil War. Or as I call it, the uncivil war. A 150 years ago, they lined up in the trenches in fields of fallen snow. They were city boys and plowboys far away from home, praying to make it through the day. Oh, that was long before my father's time, but he must have met some of those men who fought behind the lines. They were proud old men with long white hair and canes, survivors of the war between the states. The blue side thought the new states should be free. The gray ones thought these lands were meant for slavery. And they took a stand to live or die in Dixieland, in Dixie. Look away. Look away from the fighting, look away from the death, look away from those forlorn years spent in the wilderness, look away from the amputees, the dried blood and the gore, gangrene and camp fever of those boys who went through war. The American Civil War. Steam engines, telegraph lines, rations of whiskey spiked with turpentine, cans of goober peas that must have tasted just fine to a boy who's hungry. Just might be his last meal. Abe Lincoln was the president. Behind closed doors, the insiders called him incompetent. But he understood his mission and the sacrifice that meant. He was a common man with misfortunes of his own. I'm gonna take a little break here while I pick up my pick. I'd like to do that Peter Kennedy thing where he just like handed a pick off to Morrow without missing a beat. For you who were there at Sam W. about 8 years ago. He ended slavery by proclamation. That joyous day of emancipation. But not that much changed Jim Crow segregation down in Dixie. Look away. Look away from the fighting, look away from the death, look away from those forlorn years spent in the wilderness. Look away from the amputees, the dried blood and the gore, the gangrene and camp fevers of the boys who went through war. The Americans. Civil War. Some deserted to the woods when the cannons fired. Some held bayonets, stood their ground as required. Some charged fearless up the hill before they expired with a rebel yell. Dying for the cause. Now I'm staring at a photo on a page. The first war captured by camera rings down from a distant age. I see fields bombed to hell, lines of men in shallow graves, and I wonder how the home folks took the news. I'm saying that old times here are not forgotten. Those Irish lads drafted from the slums of Manhattan. Rebel Georgia boys yanked from the fields of cotton. Down in Dixie. Look away. Look away from the fighting, look away from the death, look away from those forlorn years spent in the wilderness. Look away from the amputees, the dried blood and the gore, the gangrene and camp fever of those boys who went through war. The Civil War. Hey. All right, thank you.
Wonderful song by Rich Albert. One more hand for him.